Thank you, Virginia. Refugees could face closer monitoring in Australia under sweeping changes to the government's humanitarian resettlement program. A leaked cabinet document suggests the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, is also planning to make it harder for refugees to gain permanent residency because of national security fears. The WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, remains inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London despite a finding overnight by the UN that he has been unlawfully detained. The 44-year-old sought refuge at the embassy in 2012 to avoid being extradited to Sweden over sexual assault claims. Mr. Assange says he should now be able to leave the embassy, but police are warning he will be arrested if he does so, with Britain saying it is not bound by that United Nations ruling. A five-year-old girl has had part of her nose bitten off in a horrifying dog attack in Sydney's west. Police were called to a house in Pendle Hill last night after reports the girl had been mauled in her front yard by a dog that was visiting the house. The dog has been seized by the local council. And a conference in London has raised more than $10 billion to help Syrians affected by the five-year war. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says Australia has pledged an extra $25 million.
This comes on top of contributions that we have been making continuously since 2011. So our humanitarian contribution now totals $258 million.